It's Tuesday, the 9th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of International Relations and Trade, together with the Ministry of Industries, Mines and Energy, is engaging regional business communities to strengthen the country's integration into the African Continental Free Trade Area. International Relations Minister Salma Ashipala Musavi.
The businesses are there to create wealth. Government is there to create a conducive environment for you to thrive in. But we need to be working together. As we go on, we need to hold hands. We need to empower one another. Because there is so much more that we can still exploit. There's so much potential in this region, in the whole country, that we have not even touched. It's only you and me and enhance economic growth of this country.
The World Health Organization has warned that Namibia's economic crisis, unemployment and severe drought are heightening the risk of suicidal behavior. The country has Africa's highest suicide rate at 9.7 per 100,000, driven largely by depression, with men and regions like Umusati, Oshikoto, Ohangwena, Oshana, Kumas and Hardap most affected. South Africa's prosecuting authority has welcomed approval by Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Mamaloko Kubayi for an inquest into the 1993 killing of 5 children by the apartheid-era South African Defence Force in Mthatha in the Eastern Cape. The victims, aged 12 to 17, were gunned down at the home of a PAC activist, the NPA's Luholo Chali.
The matter is to sit before the Mthatha High Court at a date that has to be determined by the judge president. The NPA will continue its efforts to address the atrocities of the past and assist in providing closure to the families and the victims of these crimes.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's National Human Rights Commission has asked the international community to help bring perpetrators of serious crimes in the country's eastern regions to justice. The appeal was made during the opening of the Human Rights Council's 60th session in Geneva.
The call for justice for victims of the conflict in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has been well received across the DRC. The country's National Human Rights Commission told delegates at the Human Rights Council that there can be no peace without justice. The east of the DRC has had conflict for 3 decades. Many leaders of armed groups have been integrated in the government after peace treaties were signed. Analysts say that has fostered impunity and fueled the constant cycle of violence. Qatar is currently mediating talks between the DRC government and the M23 rebels in Doha. Rights groups hope the perpetrators of serious crimes among the warring parties will be brought to justice. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And Thailand's Supreme Court has ruled that former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra must serve 1 year in jail, declaring his 6-month hospital stay unlawful. Thaksin, initially sentenced to 8 years for corruption and abuse of power in 2023, was released after receiving a royal pardon. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.